Welcome to the Expecting the Unexpected podcast from Episcopal Campus Ministry at Virginia Commonwealth University. These conversations are unscripted dialogues between members of the VCU community about the Gospels for the four Sundays of Advent. Each Gospel has been paired with a children's book about ways that expectations are not always met in the manner which we imagine. Enjoy the episode and have a blessed Advent.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Hannah.
And we're both theater majors at VCU, and we're both with ECM, with Mama Kim. And today we're going to read And Tango Makes Three, but we're going to start off with a little gospel reading.
Start over on that one.
You want to say which gospel it's from?
Oh, yeah. This is a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 through 11. When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word to his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "Where did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he."
And now we're going to read And Tango Makes Three, written by Justin Richardson and Peter Parnell, and illustrated by Henry Cole. In the middle of New York City, there is a great big park called Central Park. Children love to play there. It has a toy boat pond where they can sail their boats. It has a carousel to ride on in the summer and an ice rink to skate on in the winter. Best of all, it has its very own zoo. Every day, families of all kinds go to visit the animals that live there. But children and their parents aren't the only families at the zoo. The animals make families of their own. There are red panda bear families with mothers and fathers and furry red panda bear cubs. There are monkey dads and monkey moms raising noisy monkey babies. There are toad families and toucan families and cotton-top tamarin families, too. And in the penguin house, there are penguin families. Each year at the very same time, the girl penguins start noticing the boy penguins, and the boy penguins start noticing the girls. When the right girl and the right boy find each other, they become a couple. Two penguins in the penguin house were a little bit different. One was named Roy, and the other was named Silo. Roy and Silo were both boys, but they did everything together. They bowed to each other and walked together. They sang to each other and swam together. Wherever Roy went, Silo went too. They didn't spend much time with the girl penguins, and the girl penguins didn't spend much time with them. Instead, Roy and Silo wound their necks around each other. Their keeper, Mr. Gramsci, noticed the two penguins and thought to himself, "They must be in love." Roy and Silo watched how the other penguins made a home, so they built a nest of stones for themselves. Every night, Roy and Silo slept there together, just like the other penguin couples. And every morning, Roy and Silo woke up together. But one day, Roy and Silo saw that the other couples could do something they could not. The mama penguin would lay an egg. She and the papa penguin would take turns keeping the egg warm until finally it would hatch, and then there would be a baby penguin. Roy and Silo had no egg to sit on and keep warm. They had no baby chick to feed and cuddle and love. Their nest was nice, but it was a little empty. One day, Roy found something that looked like what the other penguins were hatching, and he brought it to their nest. It was only a rock, but Silo carefully sat on it. And sat. And sat. When Silo got sleepy, he slept. And when Silo was done sleeping and sitting, he swam and Roy sat. Day after day, Silo and Roy sat on the rock. But nothing happened. Then Mr. Gramsy got an idea. He found an egg that needed to be cared for, and he brought it to Roy and Silo's nest. Roy and Silo knew just what to do. They moved the egg to the center of their nest. Every day they turned it, so each side stayed warm. Some days, Roy sat while Silo went for food. Other days, it was Silo's turn to take care of their egg. They sat in the morning, and they sat at night. They sat through lunchtime and swim time and supper. They sat at the beginning of the month, and they sat at the end of the month, and they sat all of the days in between. Until one day they heard a sound coming from inside their egg. Peep, 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 it said. Roy and Silo called back, squawk, squawk. Peep, peep, answered the egg. Suddenly, a tiny hole appeared in the egg's shell. And then, crack! Out came their very own baby. She had fuzzy white feathers and a funny black beak. Now Roy and Silo were fathers. We'll call her Tango, Mr. Gramsy decided, because it takes two to make a tango. Roy and Silo taught Tango how to sing for them when she was hungry. They fed her food from their beaks. They snuggled her in their nest at night. Tango was the very first penguin in the zoo to have two daddies. Soon Tango grew strong enough to leave the nest. Roy and Silo took her for a swim just like all the other penguin families. And all the children who came to the zoo could see Tango and her two fathers playing in the penguin house with the other penguins. Hooray, Roy! Hooray, Silo! Welcome, Tango! They cheered. At night, the three penguins returned to their nest. There they snuggled together, and, like all the other penguins in the penguin house, and all the other animals in the zoo, and all the families in the big city around them, they went to sleep.
Oh my god.
It's so sweet.
What the heck? I was not expecting.
Oh my god.
Okay.
So, now we're gonna talk about the book a little bit, and a little bit about the gospel. So something that kind of stood out to me was about the story. I remember hearing about a story like this in the news, mm-hmm. and I remember thinking just how cute that was. And so I thought it was really sweet that they turned it into a book, because mm-hmm. it's such a good story.
I'm gonna look at the gospel.
Yeah.
Thing that stands out for me in the storybook is that the character of Mr. Gramsy, he doesn't treat Silo and Roy any differently than any of the other penguins, and he actually makes it his mission to make sure that they can receive all of the same things that the other penguins get. So mm-hmm. everyone is treated with equality and empathy and love and respect, and I think that's important.
And I think this is a really good story to think about how God sees us all as his children. We're all the same in his eyes. Some of us might fall down, but he supports us in standing back up. And some people are just born different, but he doesn't see the differences. You know, to God, we are all the same. So just because these two penguins are boys and they love each other, God doesn't see them as any different. And he was able to work through the vet. What was the zookeeper's name?
Mr.
Gramsy. To help them get their own happiness. Because mm-hmm. everyone deserves that.
And we can make connections between this gospel and this story, because in the gospel, Jesus is telling them that no matter who they are and how able they are, when they come to heaven, they will receive the same happiness as any other person. And Mr. Gramsci does the same thing for the penguins in the storybook, and he makes sure that everyone is treated the same, no matter who they are
or where they come from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the big important thing that we can take from this, is that everyone might have their own differences, but they're not bad differences. There's no such thing as a bad difference. That's just being different.
Mm-hmm. And difference sometimes even makes you stronger.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Ta-da!
Yeah. Yay!
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Wait, is there anything else? No? Beautiful.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Expect the Unexpected. To learn more about Episcopal Campus Ministry at BCU, find us on Instagram or Facebook. Or you can join us in person for worship at Grace and Holy Trinity Church in Richmond, Virginia, on Monroe Park. We love you, but God loves you more. Hope to see you soon.